He's now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to have open lines, so if you are out there, why, give us a call at 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255, and we'll talk about what you'd like to talk about. In the meantime, I'll just simply mention that all of the information you're getting out of the media is designed to confuse you, to manipulate you. Certainly we are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. And those are the people who control the media, what I control, call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And you will not read in the media, except on very rare occasions, and then only one time, the truth about so much of what's going on. You can see the control of the media by the fact that all of the media outlets are telling us that global warming is a reality. You would think that there'd be somebody out there who'd be saying, hey, don't you know the EPA recently came out with a report that said this isn't true, that we're actually moving into a phase of global cooling, actually temperatures are dropping, and we're not going to see the destruction of coastal cities. Even if global warming were a reality, you wouldn't get a rise of ocean levels more than a couple of inches at the very, very most. But it's all a lie, and a lie told often enough becomes our reality. And most people, or at least many people, believe that global warming is true. And the reason they're promulgating this is to justify the climate change treaty and climate change legislation that are really an attack on the industrial capacity of this nation. Because they want to drive up the cost of electricity so high that what manufacturing we have left will have to leave this country. Of course, the legislation that just passed last week is going to cost every one of you $1,000, $2,000. I think the figure is something like $1,400 increase in your electricity bill. It's a major tax. When Obama said he wasn't going to tax you, why, of course, his lips were moving. He was obviously lying. Obama doesn't tell the truth. Although he's charismatic, there is a sinister force behind him. That, of course, is going to lead to the destruction of America, and unless their American people get involved and do something about it. And what we have to do is let people understand that there were powerful spiritual forces behind the election of Obama. I was just reading an article this morning where I'd like to wish from Dr. Dennis Cuddy talking about his latest article in News with Views. Certainly there are people associated with Notre Dame University, this great Catholic university, who are witches and involved in witchcraft, and were carrying out special programs to be sure that Obama was elected president. And, of course, if you read the writings of Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson, both deeply involved with the Lucius Trust and the Luciferian movement, they will tell you how important the election of Obama was from their point of view. And you must understand that God is bringing his judgment on America, allowing these terrible things to happen. But certainly global warming is a fraud. It is being used to destroy the manufacturing capacity of this country, to do away with our manufacturing, and then, of course, to impoverish the American people, because you cannot have a nation that lives on consumption. It has to produce something, and they've tied up our forests so we can't lumber. They've tied up our are public lands, so we can't drill for oil. And even if they're private lands, they'll find one or another excuse to prevent you from drilling for oil or for natural gas. And we have massive supplies of oil off our coastlines, but they want us dependent upon other countries. Of course, we could develop electricity from nuclear power, but they effectively blocked that for 30 years, saying, oh, what will we do with the spent fuel rods? Well, of course, nobody ever mentions we should be reprocessing this like the rest of the world, but that's never mentioned in America. When was the last time you read in any magazine article or newspaper article or heard on television the fact that every other nation in the world reprocesses their spent fuel rods? Oh, we couldn't do that. We built this tremendous facility in Nevada at billions of dollars, and we knew it was going to happen as far as 10,000 years from now, but a judge blocked the use of this massive tunnel that was going to bury the fuel rods in the ground where the uranium originally came from. You know, but of course we couldn't do it because we didn't know it was going to happen 25,000 years from now. Ladies and gentlemen, what's this all about? Well, it's about an effort to block the use of nuclear power. It's about the effort to drive up the cost of electricity. It's about the effort to destroy the infrastructure of this nation and to transfer the wealth of this nation to other nations, because the master plan is laid out. You've heard me say it before. It is laid out in the Earth Charter in point 10A, which calls for equitable distribution of wealth within nations and equitable distribution of wealth between nations. And how do you get equitable distribution of wealth between the United States and China? Why, very simply, you lower our living standards here and you raise their living standards there. And that's why we gave, you know, $50 to $60 billion to General Motors so they could transfer their manufacturing capacity to China and to Brazil and to Russia and to India, the so-called BRIC nations. And you'll see that phrase used. They've suddenly created this new phrase, the BRIC nations, B-R-I-C, Brazil, Russia, India, China. And, of course, we are in the process of transferring our wealth. Most people have never read the Earth Charter. It's available on the Internet. If not, it's available from Radio Liberty. And just, it talks about this new spirituality and about caring. It was written primarily by Stephen Rockefeller, the nephew of Nelson Rockefeller, who created the Trilateral Commission, whose logo is an upside-down broken cross with a circle that contains three arrows. And if you look closely, you'll see the emblem of the Antichrist, the number 666. Call our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. The financial crisis is designed to destroy this nation. The big banks that own the Federal Reserve System, and they do own it, certainly are making more money than ever before between Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Stanley, and J.P. Morgan Chase. They now own 42% certainly of all the investments throughout the world. They are certainly the driving force behind what's going on. They own the Fed, and behind them, dark spiritual forces.
Good news. The March of Faith Ministries presents Pastor Samuel Santos. Come and hear Pastor Santos, the man who died twice. In a 22-year span, he has been in three airplane accidents. 19 years ago, he fell on the ice and lost his memory totally. Doctors told his wife because of his age, he would never be normal again. This testimony can make a great impact in your life. In the last 15 years, Brother Santos has been used by God in a mighty way in the communist country of Cuba, establishing Bible schools all over that country. In the last 2 years, 2008 and 2009, he graduated 2,638 students. Pastor Santos will be speaking at the Berthoud Community Center, 248 Welch Avenue at 7:30 p.m. June 5th and 6th. The Johnstown Town Hall at 101 Charlotte Avenue, 7:30 p.m. June 12th and 13th. At the Milliken Town Hall, 1101 Broad Street, 7:30 p.m. June 19th and 20th. And in the town of Meade, 441 3rd Street, June 26th and 27th. For more information, call 303-883-5674. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. A prom or graduation should never be ruined by a drunk driver. Someone who has overdone it should never attempt to drive after a party. Don't let it be your child. Make this a time that's safe for everyone. That message courtesy of Elizabeth Locker Plant Incorporated at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in naturalized aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call Elizabeth Locker Plant at 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943, and the Hunsley family are on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stanback here, our telephone number 970-689-8255, and I have planned, or I'd like to do, 1 hour of open lines every week, but of course, if you don't call in, we're not going to do it. Our number is 970-689-8255. We'd love to hear from you if you'd like to talk about what's going on financially or anything else you'd like to talk about. Today, 14.5 million Americans are out of work. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 9.4% of the American workforce is unemployed. Of course, that's really a gross understatement, because even the Bureau of Labor Statistics, if you press them, will admit that the U6, don't ask me what the U6 stands for, unless it has something to do with unemployment, six, a special category. But basically, if you take the people who are underemployed, in other words, the people who may have been making $400,000 a year and are now making $30,000 a year, they've had to take a marked decrease in income, or people who have simply just given up work, looking for work, they can't find work because of their age. And I know my granddaughter had put in over 100 applications for work and hadn't had any takes on it, because she's not highly trained. She's a smart girl, but she's not highly trained in anything, and trying to get a job and just can't get a job. Eventually, people just give up looking for work. The figure there is, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, is 16.2% of the American workforce. According to John Williams, who publishes Shadow Statistics, and you can look him up on the Internet. Just go to your search engine, put in John Williams Shadow Statistics or Shadow Stats. He says the figure is about 20.2% of the American workforce. It certainly is either underemployed or unemployed. And this is a disastrous situation, and it's just going to get worse, because more and more companies are simply having to close their doors. J.P. Morgan Chase recently cut off the credit lines of literally thousands of small businesses who previously had been insured by Wachovia, which apparently they had taken on. I always get Washington Mutual and Wachovia mixed up, but certainly, of course, J.P. Morgan Chase had taken, absorbed by Bear Stearns, and I believe it was Wachovia. Anyway, a lot of these small businesses that had credit lines, they depended upon the banking industry to lend them money so they could continue operating and they could make the money back, but they had to have money to operate on, and now they've cut off those lines of credit for the, and they've done this intentionally because they want to precipitate this whole economic crisis. And what we're seeing today is a replay of what happened back in the 1830s, when, of course, the Second Bank of the United States was at war with the people of the United States and wanted to punish them because they had backed President Jackson, who refused to renew the charter of the Second Bank. And, of course, you need to read Andrew Jackson's farewell address on March 4th, 1837. We're covering that in a series of newsletters. We talked about the widespread suffering, whole cities shut down, a sense of despair and gloom, because the banks had simply cut off all the money to the people. And that's just what they've done now. They've cut off the money. Back in those days, of course, that you have to understand how the banking system works. They may actually print money, or at least today we have the Fed has the Treasury print the money, but the vast majority of the wealth is based upon credit, and these are simply bank entries. And banks can lend, ordinary banks can lend up to 10 times the amount of cash that they hold on deposit. Some of the larger banks, and that's the reason they're very large, were lending 40 times. They had a dollar on deposit. They lent $40, $50, $60 based upon that $1. Well, you can make tremendous income that way. I mean, you pay 2% interest and you charge 6, 8, 10. On credit cards you charge 36% interest. That's pretty good, especially when you can leverage 40 to 1. 50 to 1, 60 to 1, but nobody's telling you that the whole system is a Ponzi scheme. We get after Bernard Madoff for what he did. Bernard Madoff with his 50 or 60 billion dollar scam was a piker next to, of course, the major banks. J.P. Morgan Chase holds over $2.1 trillion of assets, and Goldman Sachs and Bank of America are very, very similar. Oh, they say, well, they've got a lot of bad assets, and it doesn't matter. It isn't that valuable. Well, they are that valuable, and they're trying to make you think the banks are in real trouble. The banks are making out like bandits, and I mean really like bandits. Yes, Chief. Bank of America may be having some trouble because they took on Merrill Lynch, and AIG is having trouble because they have the derivatives. But why should we bail them out? Why should, basically, the derivatives are a system of gambling. Why should we bail out gamblers just because they invested with a gambler that didn't have any assets, which was AIG? They held trillions of dollars of assets and of derivatives. And are we going to bail out those trillions of dollars? J.P. Morgan Chase has $80 trillion of derivatives. If they get into trouble, are we going to bail them out? The derivative holdings in this country are well over $100 trillion. And remember, there's only about $60 trillion in the world. Are the American taxpayers going to bail that out? Well, they're going to want us to, after all. If we don't, those banks are too big to fail. Ladies and gentlemen, they're too big to sustain. And this is all an effort to destroy the economy of this nation, to create chaos, and out of the chaos will come order. And, of course, that will be the New World Order, the New World Economic System, the New World Currency, the New World Religion, and, of course, the installation of a New World Leader. Because behind all of this is Lucifer's effort to establish the kingdom he's always wanted to. He's always wanted himself to rule this world. And you remember the story, of course, of the Jesus on the Mount of Temptation, when after 40 days of fasting in the wilderness, the devil took him, you know, up to the high place and said, you know, look out, and you can have all of the kingdoms of this world if you'll simply fall down and worship me. Now, how could the devil possibly make the offer to give Jesus all the kingdoms of the world? Unless he controlled them. And I believe he controlled them then. I believe he controls them now. For a time, he didn't control American government, although his agents were here, always working to take over this country. That's why they put their occult emblem on the back of the Great Seal of the United States, the pyramid, capped, but not capped by the all-seeing eye, but the capstone hovers over the top of the pyramid with the idea that once, of course, they've established the Novo Ordo Seclorum, why the capstone will settle in place, and, of course, the new world ruler will be in place, will be Lucifer. That has always been the plan. Oh, of course, it will be actually the Holy Trinity, or the unholy Trinity that is in power. For just as there is a Holy Trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, so there is an unholy trinity of Lucifer, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. And believe me, the false prophet will lead the the religions of this world to their destruction. And so many people are falling into the trap today. Well, our number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And we want to hear from you about what you think about what's going on today. I mean, are you concerned? Are you concerned that they are moving today to be able to know where every human being living in the United States is? That's why they're marking our residences with these GPS localizers. They're sending out people from the Census Bureau to mark every house, every tent, every cave. Everything is to be marked, but not just here in the United States. It's going on throughout the world. They want to mark everyone. They want to take us into a cashless society where you'll neither buy nor sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast, be known by the number of his name. And we're moving rapidly towards a cashless society as they destroy the economy of this nation. But they are destroying the economy of every nation in the world. And what's happening here, of course, is not unique. Certainly, if you go into Iceland, you go into Latvia, you go into Spain, the economies of all of these countries are simply crashing because the financial system of the whole world is tied together, and they want to collapse this to create a chaotic situation because ordinarily countries wouldn't want to give up their sovereignty. But, of course, they will give up their sovereignty when things get bad enough and faced with either chaos or going into the New World Order. They'll go into the New World Order. That's what it's about. That's what Henry Kissinger wrote in his article in the International Herald Tribune on the 12th of January of this year. You can find it on the Internet. It's called A Chance for a New World Order, International Herald Tribune, January 12th, 2009, where Henry Kissinger says the countries will have a choice between either joining the new international order or chaos. Well, who do we have on the line? Who's calling in? Well, somebody was beeping here just a moment ago. Are you there? Yes, go ahead. Who's there? Well, they keep. Go ahead. Speak up.
This is Maureen in Aurora.
Oh, hi, Maureen. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you, Dr. Stan. We seem to be having some kind of technical difficulties on the phone. There are two things I would like to say to you, and one is that one of the best CDs that you offer, and I have listened to it over and over and over, because when I was teaching in a Christian school, I taught on Romans 13, is your interview with Pastor John Weaver, his talk on Romans 13.
Yes, wasn't that
because, funny? As I believe you said, and others in broadcast have said, the Homeland Security Department has contacted the major ministries in the country, as did Hitler's minions in Germany before his complete takeover, that when the takeover comes, to tell the people in the pews to obey the government no matter what is going on or what the government is demanding. That talk was such an eye-opener to me. I just absolutely value it and can certainly recommend it to your listeners as the best answer to what is really meant in chapter 13 of the book of Romans in the Bible. It is excellent.
Yes, it is. In fact, as I remember, he wrote a book which we carry on exactly that same subject on Romans 13. And it's vitally important that people understand they use this in Hitler's Germany. Erwin Lutzer wrote a wonderful book which we carry called Hitler's Cross. And Hitler used Romans 13 and had the ministers of Germany and the Nazi regime use Romans 13 to bring the Christians into subservience to his government. And that is not what Romans 13 means at all. I mean, we're certainly not to obey somebody who is inherently evil. God doesn't put evil people there. The wicked one puts them there. But leaders are to be subservient to God, and certainly if they're not, we are not to obey them.
That's right, and I tell you, that is such an eye-opener, and it it brought me such comfort, because that's the way my instinct has always led, but I did not have the teaching on it until I heard that CD, and I just hope that many, many, many of your listeners will order it from you. I'm going to send you an order for more copies. The other thing I would like to hear you discuss and would like to discuss with you is the subject of chemtrails. I called you on air, spoke with you on air about it when I first saw them being deposited into the air over my area, that it, every day I watch these things being put into the air, and it just makes me sick, probably physically, but also it just makes me sick emotionally, because to think of a government that will do that to its own people. And I may have said to you when I spoke with you on about...
Marine, hold on. We'll get to it when we get back.
Sure.
Our number 970-689-8255. We'll get right back to Marine.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Ferris Survival is your one-stop shop for all your family preparedness needs. Ferris Survival carries high-quality, long-term storable food from Mountain House with a 25-year shelf life. Come by and pick up some high-quality organic bulk grains like wheat, quinoa, corn, and barley. Filter your drinking water through the world-famous British Birkfeld water filtration system and reduce or remove bacteria, chlorine, parasites, sediment, and rust for the best-tasting water for pennies a day. Pick up a 3-day kit from Survivor Industries for the car. Ferris Survival also carries a huge selection of hard-to-find books from Paladin Press and Desert Publications. Ferris Survival is located at 3366 South Broadway, three blocks north of Hamden in Inglewood. Call Ferris Survival at 1-866-781-0343 or on the web, www.fserve.com. Prepare your family. Visit Ferris Survival today.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, a Marine calling, and suddenly we have somebody else on the line. But Marine, did you have some other things you wanted to say?
Yes, sir.
Talk about chemtrails.
I would like to hear you expound, if you would, a bit more than you did when I spoke to you about it before on chemtrails. I see these being deposited into the air every single day, and it just makes me furious. You told me at the time I last spoke, when I first asked you about it, that they are composed of aluminum oxide and a radioactive isotope of barium. And just to get some corroboration, I mean, I believed you. If you told me the moon was made of green cheese, I'd believe you. But anyway, I called a Dr. Barry Fisher, also on air. He has a Ph.D. in earth science and also had a broadcast that was on this same station some time ago. And he told me the same thing, and I assume you don't know each other. Maybe you do. But he told me it was composed of the same things. Would you care to expound on what is the governmental purpose of this and what's going on?
Well, certainly there's aluminum, apparently there's barium, and sometimes there's titanium, and I don't know about anything radioactive that's there. And we really don't know what they're up to. There is it's information suggesting that Dr. Teller, Edward Teller, had suggested that we actually do this, you know, so we could create a canopy and ward off global warming. Now, certainly, in many respects, when you put the canopy up there, you would tend to trap the green, the heat on Earth. So
trapping the heat on the Earth,
so it would actually increase the temperature rather than shield the Earth from the sun's rays. It would tend to actually trap them here so they couldn't bounce off as they were.
You know, in Colorado, we have always just been absolutely famous and so thankful to God for the deep blue skies that we always had. We never had a cloud in the sky unless it was going to rain or snow. And now every day is cloudy. Sometimes it's totally overcast. Sometimes it's spotty. But every day is cloudy. And even if we have what the weather reporters are calling clear skies, it's not. There is a veil over everything, making it a pale blue sky, even on a more or less sunny day. And most of our sun, which used to be you know, many hours a day, every day in Colorado, is now, at least in my area, is now, it may be an hour or so in the afternoon, and that's it. And our climate here has changed. Everything is different.
I have no question it is. We have a four-tape set on chemtrails. Does it answer all the questions? No. It raises a lot of questions. Some people say they're using this to disseminate vaccines. You can use aerosol vaccines. We know they use it with elephants in Africa to keep them from reproducing. Some people say they're putting things there that will increase our health. Whatever they're doing, they don't have the right to do it. They're playing
God. They
don't have. But then these people do want to play God, because at least the people at the very top want to be.
I know I'm interrupting here, but I want to get off and let your other caller get in. But I want to say one more thing, and that is I wouldn't have believed this whole thing about chemtrails if I wasn't seeing it every day. But in addition to which, 24 or 25 years ago, there was a big black bold headline on the front page of the Denver Post that said, U.S. Navy sprays San Francisco with toxic chemical to see, to learn the effect on civilian populations. I just couldn't believe it. I called the Denver Post the next day for asking them about a follow-up story, because there hadn't been one, and they said to me, there will not be one. We have been told not to print anything more about this.
I can believe that.
That
is really covered in the something we call the Rockefeller Committee report. It came out of the Veterans Administration, 1994. And I contacted the woman who wrote the article for the Veterans Administration, prepared this pamphlet distributed by the Veterans Administration, and she was frankly afraid to come onto my program. So they don't want this information out. And it wasn't a chemical, actually. It was a bacterium. It was a type of serratia that they spread at that time. And supposedly it was a benign bacteria. They got into Stanford University, infected a lot of patients there. At least one of them died. A suit was brought against the government, and they bought off a judge who threw the suit out, a case out of court, saying, of course, We can't release any information on it, because if we released information, it would hurt the national security. And since you can't prove it happened, why, without those government reports, why we're going to throw the case out of court? But you're absolutely right. They do this sort of thing. They use us as human guinea pigs. Most countries will not fluoridate the water, but they're fluoridating our water just to see what will happen. They're destroying the health of our children with vaccinations, and they're destroying the health of the people with many of the pharmaceuticals, like the stat drugs, that do far more harm than they do good.
Dr. Stan?
Anything else you want to say, Maureen, before I let you
no,
go?
No, that's all. I'd just like to say that thank you once again for all the work and sacrifice that you have made for our country, and I honor you for it, and I know others do as well. I've recommended your program to many, many people, and they are astounded at your breadth of knowledge and your depth of knowledge, and we thank you for your work. I'm going to get off now so that your next caller can get on.
Thank you so
much. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And,
bye.
And who's the next caller? Somebody else is out there calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Hey, who's this?
This is Derek.
Hey, how are you? Let me just put out our number one more time. That's 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. I would just simply say, as far as chemtrails, they're experimenting on the American people, hazardous to our health, and of course they make anybody who talks about this look like some sort of a wacko with a tinfoil hat, but it really is true. So many of the things that are going on are beyond comprehension, but you can get our four tapes out on chemtrails. There's a great deal of other excellent information, and it's not imaginary. They really are destroying the health of the American people. Hey, what can we do for you this morning?
Well, just a quick question. Just funny feelings with the news and stuff where they're making this flu virus, you know, the way they're coming out and trying to make it, seems to me that they're going to try to make a mandatory vaccine for everybody, which I believe what mandatory means there is no waiver forms. You can't get out of it. Kids are going to get it.
I mean, we've got to get the American people to just say no. If the American people say no, they are not going to be able to do it. They may threaten us. They may threaten to throw us in jail and save our property. If enough Americans stand up, they'll back down.
So what happens, what do we do if they come to our door? Like, my daughter's going to get ready for school, for kindergarten, and I'm debating, well, public school or private school, possibly even home school if this gets any uglier than what it is. They come to your door. I mean, are we going to be tagged as bad parents and they're going to take in the kids? Because we might get tagged as bad parents, not responsible parents for getting them vaccines. So it's like, well, what are we supposed to do? I mean, if we fight it, you know, probably throw us in jail or put us in a quarantine area or whatever they do. We get separated from our kids. So it's like, God, what are we supposed to do here?
Well, we'll tell you what they do in Africa, where, of course, we are demanding that all these children be immunized. The mothers hide their children, and we may have to do exactly the same thing here in the United States. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Number 970-689-8255, and go right ahead with what you were asking. Have we lost our caller? Is our caller still there? Well, I guess we lost him, so you're going to have to call in at 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255, unless our caller is still there. Nope, guess he's not, so... or either that, or there's some sort of an electronic glitch there, as it was with Maureen. Under any circumstances, we are facing very, very difficult times. People are sort of waiting for this recession to end. Yeah, here we go. Hi, who's that?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Dr. Stan, this is HW Colorado. I asked you some time ago to Google nature of government. Have you ever done that?
I really have not. I'll have to admit I haven't. What was the point you'd like to make?
Please Google that article, nature of government. It'll explain you everything, that by definition, only thieves, liars, and murderers want to rule other people's lives. And they're all just a bunch of smart aces that want to regulate our daily lives. And, of course, with that trick as to printing money, they have a very easy game. And then they put diversion games like Madoff with the money out front to divert the whole scene. Because these big banks of all the Bank of England and the Rothschilds and all that, they're the ones which control everything.
But you have to understand, it's so easy when we talk about the Rothschilds to think this is a Jewish conspiracy. This is an occult conspiracy. And what drives the Rothschilds, are the occult forces behind them, because there are lots of conservative Jews who are really getting ripped off. In fact, Madoff actually targeted Jews and destroyed, their life savings of literally thousands of Jewish people in this country who are innocent victims of a very wicked and evil man. But what Madoff did, as far as his Ponzi scheme, was peanuts next to what the government's doing as far as the Social Security and Medicare system and the banking system, which allows them to lend up to $40 to $60 for every dollar they have on deposit. But behind this whole corrupt banking system are powerful spiritual forces. That's what everybody misses when they get into this and they begin to see it, and they get misled into thinking it's some sort of a Jewish conspiracy, which it's not.
I agree. Whatever the reason behind is spiritual forces, people don't have to take it. Everybody can sit out in the sun and watch the wood and the mushrooms grow and the potatoes and everything and not worry about printing money.
Right.
If they take the little liberty and fight for it. And so the printed money gives these guys from the spiritual forces, as you call them, just a tool to control everybody's daily actions.
Absolutely. And, it's more than printed money. We talk about printed money, but it is really the credit that they create. And this is what people do. They don't even understand what credit is. But it can serve as money, but it's not really money. It's simply a banking entry by which they create literally trillions of dollars every day.
Out of thin air.
Out of thin air. It's all imaginary.
Well,
it's simply a mirage. And yet we think it's real, and we think that all this wealth is real, and it's really not.
No, wealth has to be earned, and that goes through hard labor, usually. And, of course, if one does things by hand, it's harder to do, and a little bit of technology as far as a lawnmower or maybe a rototiller is okay. But one may not overdo it, because environmentally there is always a reaction to the action of man. And that's where we might have slight agreements, because when man gets as crazy as built nuclear power, then things have really, in the environment, bad repercussions. As a matter of fact, it takes more oil to create energy through nuclear ways than if they just use the oil. The only reason for nuclear energy is a power concentration. They can have one guy, and that's probably a banker, on the switch, and the whole town's got to go on knees and pray to the banker.
Well, you and I would disagree. I think that nuclear power would be a great way to go. It is the big oil companies that have blocked the use of nuclear power. Why? Because, of course, they want us to use oil, but they do not want an economical solution. Now they own most of the facilities for building the nuclear power plants. Now they're beginning to talk about building 100 nuclear power plants in the next 10 years. But, of course, in the meantime, we're going to have a dramatic increase in the price of energy. We must have the ability to produce power if we're going to have an industrialized society. They don't want that. They have effectively blocked the building of nuclear power plants for 30 years, and it was the environmentalists that did it. And who financed the environmentalists? Why, big oil companies. They'd use it to destroy their competition. That's what it's all about.
Well, there's a lot of confusion simply on the field, but the technical fact is there is no net gain out of nuclear power, no net energy gain. It always takes more to put in than you get out, besides all the odd radiation and health problems. So that'll take some study, but all comes out on the media is confusion.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your opinions.
For the hard work. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to get to realize that there's no free lunch. Who's on the line? Who's calling?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Dr. Stanley. I just wanted to mention again a couple of those websites I mentioned last week when that lady was on the show about the environmental stuff that's fighting to keep our public lands open. And that was the Blue Ribbon Coalition. And for the people here in Colorado, it's another one, and their website is cohvco.org. And the other website for the Blue Ribbon Coalition is called sharethetrails.org. And, you know, I think all this is like they're taking, with the Kelo decision to take away people's property in their homes. I heard the music.
You're absolutely right. They want to take away our property. They want to take our homes. They want to impoverish the American people. God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144. Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya is you'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Moreno. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for large or special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I do hope you enjoy our programs. If you want to keep the open lines, though, you got to call in earlier so I don't have to do the long monologue. Under any circumstances, I certainly want to suggest if you'd like to understand what's going on, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our internet programs there. You can read our newsletters, you can watch the DVDs, and then we have posted a number of DVDs, pardon me, a number of YouTube selections we think are important with information that you need to have and we want you to get out to others. More and more people are beginning to listen across America. We're having an opportunity to educate the public. People know something's wrong, they're looking for answers, and we've got them. So you've got to help us get them out, because behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. Now, of course, if you'd like to subscribe to our newsletter, why, you can do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like, of course, to join our radio, the Tape of the Month Club, and there, of course, you get the four best tapes or CDs of the month, along with our newsletter. Why, it's again 1-800-544-8927. To understand what's going on, really, you need to hear my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness and or read the book, my talk on the Forbidden Secret and the syllabus that goes with that, my talk on the Financial Armageddon and the syllabus that goes with that. Certainly we carry very professionally done DVDs on the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. There's a series, three of them, Secret Mysteries, Riddles in Stone, Eye of the Phoenix, the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, which shows the influence of the occultists here, almost bragging about how they control America and are going to use America to complete their mission, and that is setting the capstone on the top of the pyramid. And at that point, this age-old effort to bring about the Novo Ordo Seclorum, which you'll see described, inscribed below the pyramid, will be completed. That's the new world order, the new secular order. And, of course, secular because, of course, they want to destroy Christianity. That's the secret mystery series, and then we have so many other things. Chris Pinto's DVD on the New Atlantis, of course, America's to be the New Atlantis, to lead the world into the New World Order. Constance Cumby's The Emergence, our books on satanic crimes involving the Bilderbergers and all the occult groups in America. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Your job is to get others listening, and of course, if they can't get this morning program here on KHNC, why, of course, they can get our internet programs. We're trying to educate people. We have a Saturday program as well as heard on 33 stations. It's an expensive proposition. If you're in a position to help us, we'd certainly love to hear from you. We need to maintain our network. We need to expand our network. We need to get people involved and understanding what's going on. And not only what's going on politically and culturally, but what's going on spiritually. And the powerful spiritual forces at work within our society, intent upon destroying what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make